Hello, everybody. Welcome to another special edition of the Beasley Gaming Series, our news segment here. If you're discovering this channel for the very first time, go ahead and give us a subscribe, a like, share with your friends, and let us know. We do this kind of content all the time here on this channel. And I actually got three things I need to talk to you about today. First off, let's kick it off for all our Sony PlayStation users. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is three different tiers to PlayStation Plus that has been launched in the United States. The Essential, the Extra, and the Premium. Okay, if you're a little unfamiliar with that, it's very similar to Xbox Game Pass. It does, the higher tiers do offer a catalog of new and classic games for subscribers, much like the Xbox service. However, Sony has said it doesn't plan to add new first-party releases to PlayStation Plus the day they come out, which is a big perk of the Xbox Game Pass. So definitely have some nice bonuses. So if you think it's for you, go check it out. There's three different tiers. Of course, there's the basic tier, which doesn't give you much. Just gives you those three free games that are this month. There is the plus tier, which is the enhanced version of that. It gives you a game catalog of about 400 first and third party PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 titles that subscribers can access. The premium tier, which is running at $17.99 monthly, which is $120 yearly, the most enhanced version of PlayStation Plus, and it's the most expensive. It comes with all the features in both Essential and Extra, and it adds a classic catalog of PlayStation, PlayStation 2, and PlayStation Portable games, game trials for certain titles, and PlayStation 3 cloud streaming games. So make sure you check out those games if you're interested in any of those tiers. But if you're already subscribed to PlayStation Plus, at least the regular tier, the monthly games that are available to you right now are pretty great as well. You have access to God of War.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Right now, Naruto Boruto Shinobi Striker and Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. If you're not familiar with God of War, that's walk around beating everybody up God of War type of game that you've probably heard of. It's won a bunch of awards and highly acclaimed. Naruto to Boruto Shinobi Striker is a 4v4 team-based gameplay with 8 ninjas fighting simultaneously. You have to cooperate on a team of 4 to compete against other teams. And, of course, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl is their answer to Super Smash Brothers. It's all the Nickelodeon characters in a Super Smash Brothers-style fighting game. And the characters that you can pick from are SpongeBob SquarePants, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Loud House, Danny Phantom, Real Monsters, The Wild Thornberries, Hey Arnold, Rugrats, and much more. Of course, if you're a big fan of Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2 is coming to PS5, PS4, Xbox, Xbox One, and PC October 28th, 2022. You can pre-order your copy right now. If you want to get a physical copy or online, get it a stream, get it pretty much anywhere and everywhere. They have the Vault Edition available, which is like $100 for that one. And you get a whole bunch of skin. You get the Ghost Legacy Pack, Red Team 141 Operator Pack, FJX Cinder Weapon Vault, a Battle Pass, plus 50 tier skips and 10 hours double XP, 10 hours of 2W XP, which I guess that's weapon XP. And you get access to the open beta. When is the open beta going to be available? We do not know yet. It has not been announced. VideoGamesChronicle.com is reporting that it was accidentally leaked by Amazon that the date would be August 15th. When customers will receive those beta access codes. So if you've got your pre-order in, make sure you look out for that. And keep on subscribing and liking the videos here on this channel. Share it with your friends. Tell everyone we're here. And thank you so much for being here with us here on the Beasley Gaming Series Network. Speedy Jr. signing off. Until next time. See you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.